This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Physical expression and leadership versus team member roles, how body language expectations differ. Why the same gesture means something completely different depending on who makes it. In short, body language leadership carries different expectations than the physical expression required from team members, and confusing the two costs you credibility in either role. Leaders use physical expression to anchor a room, project calm, and signal that it is safe to speak. Team members use body language to signal engagement, build peer trust, and show they are present. The same gesture reads entirely differently depending on who makes it and when. Definition: body language leadership is the deliberate use of physical expression, including posture, gesture, eye contact, and stillness, by a person in a leadership role to signal authority, openness, and psychological safety to the people they lead. I watched a talented project manager walk into her first all-hands presentation and mirror the relaxed, joking body language she used with her team every day. Arms loose, grinning, bouncing slightly on her heels. She meant it as warmth. The room read it as uncertainty. She lost the room in the first 40 seconds, before she had said a single word. That is the cost of not understanding how physical expression shifts depending on your role. Body language does not exist in a vacuum. The same open shrug that signals approachability in a peer conversation can signal doubt when a leader uses it at a critical moment. People are reading you constantly, and they are applying a different standard based on what your role demands. If you are leading people, or if you are a team member trying to build credibility and connection, this matters more than most communication training will tell you. It is not about performing confidence. It is about understanding what the people around you need to see from you at any given moment. By the end of this, you will know exactly what physical expression your role requires and what the difference actually costs you when you get it wrong. What body language leadership actually requires. Body language leadership means using your physical presence to create the conditions that let others perform. It is not about looking powerful. It is about looking settled. In practice, this means a leader who stands still under pressure. It means eye contact that sweeps the room rather than fixing on one person. It means gestures that open toward others rather than crossing inward. It means a pace that slows down, not speeds up, when the stakes rise. Here is a scenario I have seen play out many times. A senior leader walks into a room where two teams are in conflict. Before she says a word, she pulls her shoulders back, plants her feet slightly apart, and looks at both sides of the table with an even gaze. The temperature drops, not because of authority, because her body is saying, I am not rattled. This is manageable. You are safe here. That is what body language leadership requires. It asks you to regulate your own physical signals so that others can trust the ground beneath their feet. It is one of the most powerful tools a leader has, and one of the least discussed in how leaders foster a culture of team synergy. What physical expression looks like for team members. Physical expression for team members serves a different purpose entirely. It is not about anchoring a room. It is about signaling that you're genuinely present and worth listening to. A team member who leans slightly forward when someone else is speaking sends a clear signal. I am tracking this. A team member who maintains open posture during a difficult conversation says, I am not defensive. A team member who makes consistent eye contact during a peer discussion earns respect simply by being fully there. Imagine a junior colleague in a planning meeting. She does not have the floor often, but every time someone else speaks, she turns her body toward them, her hands rest open on the table, and her face shows she is processing what is being said. When she does speak, the room already trusts her, because her body has been trustworthy all along. Physical expression for team members is about connection and engagement, not projection and authority. It requires you to signal presence, interest, and openness consistently, even when you're not the one with the most to say. This kind of attentive physical engagement is part of what makes emotional intelligence and feedback conversations feel genuine rather than performative. The key differences side by side. Dimension: body language leadership, team member physical expression. Primary purpose: anchor the room, project calm, create safety, signal engagement, build peer trust, show presence. Spatial use: deliberate use of space, stillness commands attention, respectful proximity, leaning in signals interest. Eye contact pattern sweeps the group evenly, holds gaze to affirm, tracks the speaker, makes contact to confirm understanding, Gesture style open, outward, measured. Gesture support the message responsive, nods, open palms, mirroring peers. Response to tension slows down physically. Stillness signals control stays open, avoids closed postures that read as resistance. Common mistake using nervous movement that signals doubt shrinking physically to avoid taking up space. What it builds psychological safety and directional trust, peer credibility and collaborative connection. The most important dimension here is purpose. A leader's physical expression is always partly about the room. A team member's physical expression is primarily about the relationship in front of them. Spatial use separates the two roles sharply. Leaders who pace, fidget, or make themselves small signal anxiety, not humility. Team members who expand unnecessarily into dominant space can read as challenging authority rather than contributing confidently. Eye contact works differently too. A leader scanning the room evenly says, "I see all of you equally." A team member who makes strong eye contact directly with the person speaking says, "You have my full attention." Both are respectful. Both build trust, but they are not the same signal. The common mistake column deserves special attention. Leaders underestimate how much nervous movement costs them. Team members, by contrast, often shrink physically in meetings, making themselves harder to trust and harder to hear. This matters enormously for what psychological safety is and how it drives team synergy. Where body language leadership and team member expression overlap. These two forms of physical expression are not opposites. In many moments, they share the same foundation. Both roles benefit from open posture. Crossed arms, hunched shoulders, and turned away bodies create distance regardless of whether you lead 10 people or report to someone else. Openness is a baseline requirement for anyone who wants to be trusted. Both roles require stillness under pressure. When a conversation gets difficult, the instinct is to move, shuffle papers, check a phone, break eye contact. Resisting that instinct is one of the clearest signals of emotional maturity. This is central to why the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy depends so heavily on physical self-regulation. Mirroring is another place the two overlap. When a leader subtly matches the energy and pace of the person they're speaking with, it builds connection. When a team member does the same with a peer, it builds rapport. The technique is identical. The relationship context is different, but the underlying signal, "I am attuned to you," is the same. When a team member is temporarily in front of the room, presenting, facilitating, or representing the group, the physical expectations shift toward leadership norms. In that moment, they need broader stance, slower movement, and an even gaze across the whole audience. The role expectation is situational, not permanent. This is where empathy bridges in team communication become physically visible. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to focus on body language leadership. Use body language leadership when your role requires you to be the physical anchor for a group. When entering a high-stakes room, before you speak a word, your posture and pace have already told people whether this will be steady or anxious. Plant your feet, slow your breathing, and let your stillness precede your words. When delivering difficult news, this is not the moment for nervous gestures or averted eyes. Facing people directly, with an open chest and a level gaze, signals that you respect them enough to be honest. When conflict is present in the room, an even, unhurried physical presence communicates that you're not choosing sides and that the situation is manageable. This is what creates the conditions described in how psychological safety enables honest communication. When you need to signal a decision is final, stillness and direct eye contact, with no fidgeting or qualified gestures, tells the room that the direction is set. When someone in your team is visibly struggling, moving toward them physically, holding a steady gaze, and keeping an open posture sends more reassurance than most words. If you use anxious or unfocused physical expression here, people will stop trusting the message, no matter how strong the words are. When team member physical expression matters most. Use deliberate team member physical expression when your role is to contribute, support, and connect rather than to lead the room during active listening in meetings. Turning your body toward the speaker, keeping your hands open, and tracking with your eye signals that you're genuinely processing, not just waiting for your turn. When giving peer feedback, open posture and relaxed eye contact make the words land as supportive rather than critical. Closed body language turns even kind words into a confrontation. When disagreeing with a colleague, staying physically open, not crossing your arms or pulling back, signals that your disagreement is about the idea, not the person. This is especially relevant in the context of how leaders can use the Strom method to build synergy through every conversation. When contributing ideas in a group setting, a slight forward lean, eye contact with the group, and gestures that open outward signal confidence without dominance. When supporting a colleague who has the floor, your attentive stillness is a gift to them. It tells them, and the room, that what they are saying matters. If you use dominant or expansive body language in a team member role when it is not called for, you risk reading as competitive or disrespectful, even if that was never your intention. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People think confident body language means the same thing for everyone in the room. Why it happens. Most physical expression training does not distinguish between roles, so people apply a one-size-fits-all approach. The resolution. Confidence looks different depending on position. For a leader, it is stillness and command of space. For a team member, it is attentive engagement and open receptivity. Ask yourself, am I here to anchor the room or to connect within it? The confusion. Friendly, relaxed body language always builds trust. Why it happens. In peer relationships it often does, so people carry the assumption into leadership situations where the stakes are different. The resolution. Relaxed physical expression from a leader during a moment of uncertainty reads as indifference, not warmth. Match your physical register to what the moment requires. Warmth and steadiness can coexist. They just look different under pressure. The confusion. A team member who uses leadership style body language seems more credible. Why it happens. Confident posture and strong eye contact are genuine signals of competence, so people overapply them without reading the room. The resolution. Expanding into dominant space during a meeting where you're not leading can read as competitive or challenging to the person who is. Save that physical register for the moments when you have the floor. The rest of the time, presence and attentiveness will serve you far better. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are a new leader who came up through a tight-knit team, your instinct will be to maintain the same casual, peer-level physical expression you have always used. Resist it when the moment calls for steadiness. You do not have to become stiff or distant. You need to learn when to shift registers. Practice holding your ground physically in high-stakes conversations before you need to. If you are a team member who wants to build credibility, focus on attentive stillness and open posture rather than trying to project authority. The most credible people in any room are often the ones whose physical presence says, I'm fully here and I'm not threatened by anything that happens in this conversation. That is a form of strength most people underestimate. If you are a team member who sometimes leads, you are navigating both registers depending on the situation. The key is to make the shift deliberately and visibly. When you step to the front, adjust your stance and pace before you speak. When you step back into a supporting role, return to attentive, engaged physical expression. Clear transitions build trust on both sides. If you are an experienced leader whose team seems disengaged, look at your physical expression in group settings before anything else. Leaders who stand apart, who cross their arms during team input, or who break eye contact when someone is speaking, are leaking disconnection through their bodies without knowing it. Knowing the difference between these two forms of physical expression is itself a form of progress. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Body language leadership is about anchoring a room and creating physical conditions where people feel safe to contribute. It is one of the most underestimated tools a leader carries. Team member physical expression is about signaling presence, engagement, and openness. Credibility in a peer group is built one attentive interaction at a time. The same gesture means different things depending on who makes it. Context, role, and the moment all shape how physical expression is received. Nervous movement from a leader signals doubt. Shrinking posture from a team member signals disengagement. Both are habits that can be changed with deliberate practice. The overlap between the two is real open posture, stillness under pressure, and genuine eye contact serve everyone regardless of role. When a role shifts temporarily, your physical expression should shift with it. Make that transition deliberate and visible. Body language leadership is not a gift some people are born with. It is a skill you build through honest self-observation and consistent practice. Start by watching how you hold yourself in the moments that matter most, and let what you find teach you where to work next. Frequently asked questions. What is body language leadership, and why does it matter? Body language leadership refers to the deliberate physical signals a leader uses to project authority, calm, and openness. It matters because people read these signals before they process words. A leader whose posture and gestures contradict their message undermines trust without knowing it. How does body language differ between leaders and team members? Leaders are expected to use physical expression to anchor a room, signal confidence, and create safety for others to contribute. Team members use body language primarily to signal engagement and support. The same gesture, such as crossed arms, reads differently depending on who makes it. Can body language leadership be learned or is it natural? It can absolutely be learned. Physical expression is a skill, not a personality trait. With deliberate practice, you can develop posture, stillness, eye contact, and gesture patterns that match the expectations of your role. Most experienced leaders built these habits over years of conscious effort. What physical expression mistakes do leaders most commonly make? The most common mistake is using nervous movement, shifting weight, checking a phone, or breaking eye contact during tense moments. This reads as uncertainty to the people watching. Leaders also underestimate how much space and stillness signal confidence to a room. How should a team member use body language in meetings? Team members build credibility through attentive stillness, open posture, and consistent eye contact with the speaker. Leaning slightly forward signals genuine interest. Nodding at appropriate moments shows you are tracking the conversation. These physical cues build trust with peers and leaders alike. When should a team member adjust their body language to match leadership expectations? When stepping into a presenting, facilitating, or representing role, even temporarily, you should shift your physical expression toward leadership norms' broader stance, slow movement, deliberate eye contact across the group. The role expectation shifts in that moment, and your body language should follow. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.